welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse number 1. Matthew's the first book in the New Testament and written by Brother Matthew the Apostle, or otherwise known as Levi. And I don't know for sure if this is the case, but I would wonder if this, the front end of this chapter, has ever been read on the radio. I don't know if that would be the case. So maybe it has been, but we're going to undertake to read this and see the significance of the genealogies in the scriptures. I've heard it said early in my life that one of the reasons that people steer away from the Bible and don't want anything to do with the scriptures of our Lord is the lineages. So-and-so begat so-and-so begat so-and-so just means nothing to them and doesn't do anything for them. Well, that understanding is a shallow understanding, and admittedly in times past I have had that understanding. The lineages in the scriptures are there for a purpose. Our Lord has not put anything in the scriptures that we don't need. There's no filler material in the Bible. Everything that is here is by the inspiration of God, Brother Peter declares unto us, and it is here for our benefit and for our help. One thing that I'll mention about the lineages in the scripture, or two things that I'll mention, it's by the lineages of the scripture that we know and learn that this earth is around 6,000 years old. There never has been a time before man other than that short time, that week or 6 days or so, 5 days in a piece, where there was not man during the creation. But on the sixth day, God created man, Adam and his wife, and since that time, a week into the creation, or less than a week into the creation, mankind has been upon this earth. And by the lineages, we know that the earth has been here nearly 6,000 years. Some will say longer, but there's no proof for that. The Bible is the proof. The Lord has given us the truth. And whether somebody believes that now or not, in the last day, in the end of this world, it will be known and understood that the Word of God is settled in heaven and stands forever. The other point is as we look through these lineages, especially the lineage here and one associated with it in the Gospel of Luke, we understand about the Lord's working. These lineages are a summary of God's working to bring the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the earth to be a Savior for sinners. And as we read this lineage, every person that is mentioned here, there's a story, there's an account, rather, of their life and the working of the Lord in their life to bring them to life, cause them to have children, and the purpose of God continue on until the coming of His Son. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1. The scripture declares, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And so Matthew starts off that way, wanting to make the connection that it might be known that the Lord Jesus is indeed the son of David and is indeed the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Phares and Zerah of Thamar, and Phares begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram, and Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Naasson, and Naasson begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. Isn't that interesting? Rahab is mentioned here in this lineage. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abia, and Abia begat Asa, and Asa begat Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Ozias, and Ozias begat Joatham, and Joatham begat Achaz, and Achaz begat Ezekias, and Ezekias begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Ammon, and Ammon begat Josias, and Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begat Abihud, and Abihud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Achan, and Achan begat Elihud, and Elihud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Mathan, and Mathan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So here we see indeed the lineage of Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ's stepfather, if you will. Joseph is not by blood the father of the Lord Jesus Christ, but God Almighty is the father of the Lord Jesus Christ, conceived within Mary, who was a virgin, had never been with a man, and the great miracle of God, the great sign that God would give that a virgin would conceive, took place. But in the wisdom and the power of God, the Lord made it so that Mary's husband would be Joseph, a man of the lineage of Abraham and David. And so even the Lord Jesus' stepfather was in the kingly lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, back to David. Here we see Abraham's lineage on down to David, and then from David on down to Joseph. It goes on to say in verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. 14. Don't know the significance of that, but it is interesting between these major events, the Lord's calling of Abraham, the Lord's calling of David, and the Babylonian captivity, and then the coming of Christ. 14 generations between each of them. The scripture goes on, and as I said earlier, we're just reading over this genealogy, but every person down through here, or many, every person does have an account in the working of the Lord in their life. We have many of those accounts in the scriptures. And so if someone wanted to understand about the Lord Jesus and the power of God, the coming of the Lord Jesus being the design and the work of the Lord, they could go down through there here and use this as a guide to study the Bible and to learn about these people. Certainly much written about Brother Abraham, Brother Isaac, and Brother Jacob. And then this of Judah and the coming of Phares by him, and a terrible thing that Judas did, but it didn't thwart the Lord. And then we come on down through here and we see about Boaz and the account of the kinsman redeemer, a type of Christ. And then the bringing of Rahab the harlot there at Jericho, and her faith in the Lord, and the power and the working of the Lord and the children of Israel. It just goes on and on about Jesse and about the calling of David and about Solomon, about David's sin with Bathsheba, and yet it didn't thwart the Lord. He's able to work. And then about Rehoboam and his dreadfulness and terribleness and disobedience to the Lord, the dividing of the kingdom because of the sins of Solomon, and then these kings of Israel are coming, or of Judah, coming down through here in the divided kingdom, about Manasseh, who was a terrible, wicked man, but yet the Lord saved him and caused him to turn, about Josiah, and about Zerubbabel and the rebuilding of the temple. The Lord and His Word, oh, if people would just understand, the Lord in His Scripture and in His Word does not hide wickedness and the bad working and the lack of faith of men, but He lays it out plain and straight. He shows about the faithful and those that hear God and believe God, those that trip and fall and get off into sin and are come back and restored, and the effects of their sin and their life. The Lord tells us the good and the bad and the ugly, because that's the way it is in life. And what we see in all of this is that God, our God, will not be thwarted. He will not be thwarted. And He's not. And the thing is in that thing of Him not being thwarted, His great working to bring salvation to sinners, to mankind, is a theme and a purpose of His work. He is glorified in it. But understand, sinner, we are rescued by it. We are rescued by the Lord Jesus Christ if we will repent of our sins and believe and trust in Him. That's what's commanded unto men, not to save yourself. We're not commanded, nor are we able to save ourselves. But we are commanded to repent of our sins before God, that we are fallen, that we are, as a result of our nature, sinful and disobedient against God. We've committed crimes against Him. And to admit before Him that we are guilty personally of those things that we've sinned against God in, and to believe in His Son, about whom the entire Bible is. Jesus, the Son of God, come as a man to be a Savior for sinners, to fulfill His sacrifice and His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation, the redemption, the buying back of His people, of sinners, unto the Lord. The genealogies are here for a reason. And oh, if we could just see the gloriousness and the blessedness of why the Lord's put them in the Scripture, we indeed will receive a blessing, as is intended, from our Lord. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.